This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. British artist David Hockney has always been influenced by place. When he arrived in Los Angeles as a young man in the mid-1960s, he was captivated by the light, prompting him to paint exteriors for the first time.
In London, I'd painted interiors, but I never painted exteriors of London. London's been painted by a lot of artists, but LA hadn't. When I first came to LA, I started painting the architecture, started painting the palm trees.
Now, David Hockney is 85 years old, and he lives in an entirely different environment. He lives in Normandy, France. According to his longtime friend, Peter Goulds, Hockney is still painting what he sees.
This is a river. It runs on the edge of his property. And this is a subject, if you look back into Hockney's work, you'll see he was very fascinated by the movement of the wind and the trees and the movement of water. So that's how this has its origin.
This is a landscape made of 8 iPad drawings, blown up and connected to depict a stream running through a bright green forest. It's part of a new exhibition at the LA Louvre Gallery in Venice, which I visited last week.
It's a really beautiful, looks like a spring afternoon.
I think artists will tell you who look at nature in this way. To make a painting entirely with green is almost impossible. But here we have a great success.
Why is it almost impossible?
Because it requires a lot of looking to get the detail. Everything merges otherwise.
Right, and there are infinite shades of green.
Correct.
In nature.
The exhibition is called 20 Flowers and Some Bigger Pictures, and it's a joint exhibition with galleries in Chicago, London, New York, and Paris. Peter Goulds is the LA Louvre Gallery's founding director. He told me Hockney created these latest paintings while holed up at his home in Normandy when he would just pick up an iPad and draw.
So this was started just out of the corner of his eye, saw a vase of flowers, and he thought that I should start thinking about it. It was rather cold outside in February. And so this became the first one. And then he realized, wait a minute, this has something to it. I should progress further. So the studio assistant was wise and made sure every day there were fresh flowers.
So just to describe them, they are different bouquets of flowers in a vase on a checkered tablecloth.
And all of the imagery is developed on an iPad.
So, and his original idea was he saw a bouquet of flowers on his kitchen table or wherever this table is.
The light probably caught his eye on the flowers, and that's a good subject to think about in the winter of Normandy.
Yeah.
So he did, and he had then projects to work on in the rather deep, dark part of this of the winter.
The winter of 2021. There are 20 flower drawings in all. And moving on, at one end of the gallery, there's a big painting on a wall. And within the painting are all the flower paintings mounted on a wall, kind of like a photographer's contact sheet. In front of them sit two men in armchairs, their backs to us, admiring this contact sheet. Both figures are David Hockney. So Hockney creates a painting of two Hockneys admiring the paintings they created. A self-referential wink to a medium that is all about endless duplication, digital art. Using the iPad as a digital canvas or sketchbook, he creates large multi-panel landscapes that evoke the 19th century French Impressionists. He takes formal scenes like a pond or outbuildings around his property, and he renders them modern through his tablet, working with several different kinds of styluses, some of which are custom-made to create what look like strokes of a paintbrush.
So up here, when we look at the clouds,
yes,
these kinds of squiggles, I mean, it almost looks like a tire track in a way.
Yeah.
And then some of it looks like a little bit like watercolor.
Again, he's adapting the stylus to vary the marks and to make them blend and to make...
So interesting. Mm. But when you look at it up close, it does look digital.
Well, obviously it's made with marks that are digitized.
Yeah.
But brushstrokes are brushstrokes. So when you stand back, it becomes a collective image. So that's really David's quest.
Hockney was one of the earliest adopters of the iPad back in 2009, which evolved out of drawing on an iPhone with his finger.
So here's this 85-year-old artist who's still fascinated by image making. That's his whole thing. Using the technology is simply another way to make an image.
But Hockney has always experimented with new ways of making art. When he came to Los Angeles in the 60s, his famous swimming pool paintings made us see the world differently, made us really see Los Angeles, writer Lawrence Weschler told us back in 2016.
I grew up in L.A., and for an awful lot of people all over the world, but especially in L.A., he taught us how to look at things in L.A., apartment buildings, street signs, swimming pools, that have become absolutely emblematic, iconic of L.A., but he was the one who saw them and saw them clear for us, things that had been invisible to us beforehand as something to think about.
Even something as seemingly mundane as a vase full of flowers on a checkered tablecloth can be novel and exciting in the right hands or in the right stylus. David Hockney's latest exhibition, 20 Flowers and Some Bigger Pictures, is on view now through January 7th at the L.A. Louvre Gallery in Venice. It's also being shown now at galleries in Chicago, London, New York, and Paris. Coming up, how writer Octavia Butler managed to predict our dystopian present so well.
All she would do is read the newspaper and just logically think through what she felt was the logical outcome to what was happening. She would never have said she was any sort of, like, psychic.
We'll talk with playwright Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who developed Butler's novel Kindred into a television series. That's next on Press Play.